The end of the school year typically brings a lot of different emotions and experiences for students and teachers, but this year is definitely one for the books. Likely a book students will be reading about in their history classes in coming years. This is Lisa Berry, and now that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has officially called off the rest of this school year, we wanted to check in with a local high school senior to see what that feels like for her. So welcome to 89.1 WEMU, Ann Arbor Community High School senior, Loey Jones-Perpich. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Did you know this announcement was coming?
Yes, I did.
But you've been out of school for a while now, so did it change anything for you?
You know, I honestly didn't have a lot of hope that I'd be returning to high school because our school year ends, like the senior school year ends mid-May anyway. So the announcement, it doesn't really change anything, but it does feel more final.
What have you been doing? Have you been keeping up with classes online?
I honestly haven't had that much work to do. I think, well, right now, spring break and the past 2 weeks have been a lot of the district trying to figure out exactly what's going on. So I've had a lot of optional work, a lot of reading to do. I'm finding other ways outside of schoolwork to keep myself occupied as well.
Do you feel like you're getting cheated out of anything? It's spring break. Did you have any plans for this week?
Yeah, my family was going to go visit colleges. Yes, I do. In that area, you know, I have to choose a college without seeing the campus or seeing life on campus, which is really stressful, especially since I'm going to be out of state next year. I mean, we're missing out on what seems to be characterized as, you know, the best part of high school or the good part of senior year, which is the part where you kind of know what's going to happen next year and you can relax and, you know, events like graduation and prom and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. How do you pick a college? How do you decide what to do next year when you absolutely, at least for now and maybe a month or so, cannot go to those campuses and check them out in person?
It's really hard. I mean, my schools have been pretty accommodating and are having a lot of webinars and Skype sessions that you can do, like Skype information sessions. I've also reached out to some of the schools to see if I can get in contact with a student that's actively involved in the program that I'm going to be doing so I can FaceTime them. And I'm taking virtual tours, but there's only so much you can do. And at the end, I feel like it's going to, you know, most schools haven't changed their deposit deadline from May 1st to June 1st. So it's going to be a big leap of faith at the end of the day because I'm going to have to commit to a school without visiting the campus.
What are you going into?
Acting.
And you sent a picture, and if people want to see Loey, it's on our webpage, WEMU.org. And doesn't Community High do a big performance event at the end of the school year?
Our last day of school this year was supposed to be our opening night for our winter play, which was Shakespeare's The Tempest, which was supposed to happen that weekend and then the weekend after that. So we're definitely missing out on that.
Were you in it?
I was. I actually assistant directed it, and my director needed someone to play a deity in this one scene, and so that's what the picture is.
Did you have any lines?
Yeah, I had lines and I sang. There's a couple things that happen at Community. There's an outdoor music kind of festival called Comstock, but really the big end of the year event is graduation, which a lot of people do perform at. There's often theater performances, and there's always jazz performances. And I know that the jazz band is missing out on a lot of performances, as are all other musicians and artists at other high schools. But graduation is really the big thing.
And that's all canceled, as far as you know?
As far as I know. I mean, I have faith in the administrators at Community that graduation it's a big deal. And I know it's a big deal at every school, but Community has a way of making it really, really personal and an experience to really look forward to all 4 years. And so I have a lot of faith in our deans that they're not just going to let it slide like it's nothing. So we'll see what happens.
Were you going to go to prom?
Yeah, I was. I was looking forward to it.
Did you have a dress?
I actually ordered it like 2 or 3 days ago. Because it's casual enough that I can wear it to other things. Like, I was thinking about wearing it to my grad party if that ever happens. Yeah, I ended up just ordering it anyway because it wasn't expensive. And I'm glad that I didn't have a super expensive fancy dress that I, you know, then had to deal with trying to return.
So as an Ann Arbor Community High School senior, how would you describe your overall feeling right now due to everything that's happening? School year's canceled. You've been home for a few weeks. Technically, you're not supposed to be near your friends. So how could you quantify how you're feeling right now?
I would say it's a mixed bag. At the point in the semester where we were, it was like before school got canceled, I was kind of counting down the days till spring break. I was obviously really looking forward to my performance, but, you know, our performance weeks are really intense and very stressful. And I'd had a really stressful winter. And so it's a mixed bag because they give you a temporary break and it's, you kind of think, oh, this might actually be nice. I can recharge. But then finding out that everything is canceled, our show, which, you know, we're hoping to somehow do in the future, but I don't exactly know how that's going to happen. Our show and prom and graduation and all these events the community does that we really look forward to in the spring. The spring is definitely my favorite time to be at community. You know, we kind of had our last day of school without knowing it was our last day of school. And we didn't really get to celebrate the fact that, I mean, you know, now we're kind of done with high school. We are done with high school in terms of the learning and the seeing our teachers every day and all of that. You know, we may not have our diplomas yet, but we didn't get to celebrate that. And we also didn't really get to be sad about it either because we're hit with this new wave of sheltering in place. It's definitely not easy, but it's not, you know, you find other ways to connect with the things that really matter to you.
What are you doing to pass the time?
I've been doing a lot of art. I painted a pair of shoes, which took me like a week, I think, to do. And I've been reading a lot. I'm in a book group with my family and some friends from out of state, two separate book groups. And we, you know, do meet on Zoom and talk about the books. It's a lot of reading and a lot of cooking and taking walks. And my parents are encouraging my brother and I to sign up for online, like free online classes. But I don't know. That is also changing because now I have to, you know, find ways to keep myself occupied for the next 2 months as opposed to 3 weeks ago when I was finding things to keep myself occupied for 3 weeks.
Well, class of 2020 will certainly be one that goes down in the books in many more ways than people were probably thinking. And Ann Arbor Community High School senior Loey Jones-Perpich, let me be among the first to say congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
Hang in there, and hopefully you'll get to do some of these things you had been looking forward to.
I hope so, too. Thank you.